result of a report that myself and MEP Matt Carthy put together in May of last year. And we outlined in that report to the Commission how people, residents in Gidor, business in Gidor, how their rights under European law were being violated by the government as a result of not delivering the sewage scheme. As a result of that report, the Commission in December of last year began an informal notice of infringement against the state. The government and the department in Irish Water had, over 2016, had an opportunity to convince the Commission that they were wrong. The Commission now has basically said that you have failed to convince us. You need to provide a sewage scheme in Gidor, and if you don't do so within 2 months, we can take you to the European Court of Justice.
So as you see it then, promising a review or promising more tests and surveys in the area isn't going to cut it with the Commission anymore?
Not at all. And you know, we've been here, done that, long before I was born. There was politicians raising the issue of Gidor sewage scheme. We've had commitment after commitment. We've had different governments in power, from Fine Gael to Fianna Fáil. We've had the former Minister of the Environment come to Gidor a number of years ago and announced the scheme was going to go ahead. But yet we have seen no scheme progress, despite the fact that we've spent millions of taxpayers' money actually doing trial holds, doing studies and all the rest. And the reason why I brought this to the Commission is I'm sick, sore and tired of this issue being used as a political football. The only way, in my view, that we could get Irish Water, the government and the department to act is by proving that they were acting in violation to European community law and letting the European Court of Justice threaten them. And hopefully now we will see a progression on this with an announcement in the government's reply to the Commission that this scheme is to be progressed.